Nomar Manufacturing in Homer has been churning out gear for fishermen, hunters, oilmen, and outdoor enthusiasts for more than 35 years. The company was recognized for its work a few weeks ago when it was named Alaska Manufacturer of the Year by the Made in Alaska organization. KBVI's Aaron Selbig recently took a tour of Nomar's facility in downtown Homer and has this story.
You're Aaron.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. You're fine.
Are you must be Kate?
I'm Kate.
Kate Mitchell is co-owner of Nomar. Now tell the truth, when you think of Nomar, what do you think of? Probably a big retail store, right?
It's true. It's what most people think Nomar is. The jackets, the fleece jackets, bags, evolved from, hey, people need this stuff. So everything you see that Nomar makes is an idea that a local or Alaskan came and said, hey, I need this. And we made a prototype. We took care of that customer. But if it was something that was good for everybody who lives in Alaska, pretty soon it was on the shelf.
Nomar does carry products from other manufacturers, things like smart wool socks and MSR camping gear. But the vast majority of the stuff for sale is made on site. The shop carries heavy-duty gear bags, specially designed for workers on the North Slope, jackets and vests made just for commercial fishermen, and even a waterproof shotgun scabbard inspired by duck hunters at the head of Ketchumak Bay. The heart of Nomar lies beyond the retail store, in the back where an enormous manufacturing plant takes up most of the building. Employees here are hard at work, stitching, sewing, and cutting a wide variety of products. The company's bread and butter product is probably the Brailer bag, an innovative idea that began in the early 1980s when a couple of Bristol Bay fishermen complained to Kate Mitchell that the nets they were using to deliver product to the processors were making marks on the fish.
They were marked with that webbing, that net, and the processors were giving them a reduced price for every one of those fish. So it started off pure dollars and cents. We need something that doesn't mark the fish, and yet we can quickly deliver a load of product.
The mesh bags are built tough and built to last. They come in various sizes, some of them capable of holding more than 2,000 pounds of fish, and each one has a set of loops on the top that allow it to be picked up by a crane. The name Nomar, in fact, sprang from the Brailer bag, which leaves no marks, Nomar, on the fish. The bag was an instant hit and took Nomar in an entirely new direction, from a boat top shop to a full-fledged manufacturing plant. Kelly Summers is busy putting together a Brailer bag in anticipation of the upcoming fishing season.
It's got several layers of sewing on these seams because of that picture. I love that picture. I keep that by the machine so that it reminds me how many pounds of fish those guys are around. You don't want anything busting on them, and you don't want the handles breaking on them. So he gets two entire layers of super thick thread. I mean, we could make something for you out of this, and you could hang you. Hey, you could walk on this, couldn't you? This, it doesn't break. He gets a lot of stitches.
Summers is an experienced seamstress who has been here at Nomar for the last 4 years. She's one of 15 local workers who are employed here year-round.
There are those businesses that hire in the spring and then lay off, and I was raised in a family that, you know, you work for somebody, you work for them year-round, and we've developed this business to be a year-round, permanent.
Despite its massive 7,500-square-foot presence on Pioneer Avenue downtown, Nomar sprang from the humblest of beginnings.
Business started in a 1952 GMC school bus. Because in those days, we were Coast Guard, we were new to town. I knew we wanted a sewing business, and no one had a space that they would rent to a transit, you know, person.
That town was Ketchikan, and the year was 1976. 2 years later, Kate's husband, Ben, was transferred to the Cutter Hickory, and the family, along with their business, resettled in Homer. After a while, it was time to move on to bigger and better things, so the school bus became a dirt floor Quonset hut, and then the dirt floor Quonset hut became the state-of-the-art facility you see today.
In the end, we ended up with 7,500 square feet of building with concrete floor, two bathrooms, because out on Ketchmack Drive, we had an outhouse, and so this was going uptown.
Big time.
Big time. Big time.
Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.